Okay. For our final panel of the day, we're going to turn to the Iraqi Perspectives Project. The panel will consist of Dr. Judith Yappe, Senior Research Fellow at the Institute for National Strategic Studies at the National Defense University, Mr. Kevin Woods, the Project Lead for the Iraqi Perspectives Project and Conflict Records Research Center, and Research Staff Member at the Joint Advanced Warfighting Division of the Institute for Defense Analyses. And the panel will be moderated by Dr. Abraham Shulsky, Special Assistant to the Undersecretary of Defense for Policy.
Thank you. As many of you know, during the course of the war in Iraq, the government has come into possession of a large number of Iraqi government documents. These really offer an unparalleled glimpse into the inner working of a very secretive regime. In sort of academic terms, I think the only thing comparable was the famous Smolensk archive, which as many of you know, gave us a glimpse into the workings of the Soviet government at the local level and formed the basis of a lot of research and probably endless numbers of PhD dissertations. This archive is similar. Kevin Wood will describe it in greater detail, but it's a massive amount of information with just tremendous scholarly value for the understanding of a certain kind of regime, an authoritarian nationalist regime that it's just, as I say, it's just quite fascinating. In the course of my own work, I've had occasion to look at the documents as well as to look at Mr. Woods' work, which uses the documents, and it's fascinating. I mean, you can just waste a whole afternoon just, you know, sort of, as it were, eavesdropping on the Iraqi intelligence service. It's great fun. Our panelists will address the sort of the scholarly importance of the documents as well as you know, some more detail about their nature. I just like to add one other point, which I think is important and which I'd like to see somebody undertake, and which I hope that the exploitation of these documents will enable us to do, which is the whole issue of sort of lessons learned or postmortems. Outside the military, I think the government doesn't really do very much of this, the intelligence community occasionally. But as a government as a whole, we rarely have that culture that the military has of doing a lessons learned after action report for each time. Now, this archive gives us an opportunity, among other things, to do a tremendous lessons learned project with the extra dimension that at the same time that we can look at our own activity and organization and behavior and where we did things right and where we did things wrong, we're able in a sense to get ground truth. I mean, you know, it's not only the algebra book, you've got the teacher's edition with the solutions in the back. Because at the same time, we're trying to figure out what's going on in Iraq, we're trying to figure out how Saddam might react to this move or that move, what kind of problems we might face as we undertake this effort. We can also look at, so to speak, in the back of the book and see what the other side was saying, what they were thinking was happening, why they were doing what they were doing. So I think it really has a tremendous value for the government as a whole to sort of understand this whole effort that we've been involved in for 5 years now, but with this tremendous extra dimension of knowing what was going on the other side. I mean, there's been a lot of analyses about the intelligence problems surrounding the WMD program, but this really enables us to do it across the board. Everything involving Iraq, the sanctions, oil for food, everything that the Iraqi government was doing and everything that we were concerned about, we are now able to understand in the sort of full dimension. So I think it's really an incredible opportunity that that we have, and I hope we're able to make the most of it. Our panelists are very qualified. Dr. Yaffe is one of the government's experts on Iraq and the Middle East in general. She had a very successful, distinguished career as an intelligence analyst and is now working at NDU in the INSS. For instance, recognized as one of the experts on the subject of Iraq, for instance, by the Baker-Hamilton Group, which she served as an advisor. She has a BA from history, from Moravian College in Pennsylvania, and then a PhD in Middle Eastern history from the University of Illinois, Champaign-Urbana, where she also did some teaching, and is a fellow at George Washington University. Kevin Woods is a retired Army officer who, since retirement, has been working at IDA and has been the key figure in a lot of this work with the Iraqi documents. He probably knows more about the archive than anyone else. He has a master's degree in National Security Strategic Studies from the Naval War College in Newport, and is currently completing a transatlantic PhD in military history at the University of Leeds. And I was just asking him how that's possible, but apparently it is. You can work in Washington and get a PhD from the University of Leeds. Putting good breeding aside, I'm going to ask Kevin Woods to speak first, because he'll talk about the archive, and then I'll turn to